Excerpts from Agnes Parsons' diary, April 22, 1912, Washington, D.C. After lunch, Abdu'l-Bahá rested until 4, when he had interviews for 3/4 of an hour. At 4:45, he went into a large room to meet and talk to the great number who had assembled to see him. This talk was along the general lines of the former addresses, but more fitted, I thought, to deeper thinkers. He said, "Religion is one imitations of religion. Many," see the promulgation of universal peace. Mrs. Richardson sat next to me. She said, "Isn't he a dear? Oh, is it over? I'm coming again tomorrow." The people lingered a long time after the talk. The Persians who were present went into a little room with Abdu'l-Bahá, where tea was served. Certain people were taken into the little room to meet Abdu'l-Bahá. I presented Mrs. Buckner Randolph and Miss Eliza Hay. Both he greeted warmly. Also Dr. Jerome Chase, Miss Maud Dandy, Miss Janet Richards, Miss Anna Josephine Ramsey. The two later asked questions, receiving answers just according to their needs. I also presented Miss A. E. Marshland. Mr. and Mrs. Lane, two children, and maid came by appointment at 6 o'clock. They were shown into the library and kept waiting for some time owing to a mistake on Dr. Farid's part. Abdu'l-Bahá finally went to see them, and they had a most interesting conversation on the subject of economics, the great need of capitalists to study and improve the conditions of laborers. Otherwise, there would be serious results. The harm of strikes or of gaining things by force that should be settled amicably.